Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. We are going through the book, Out of the Depths, an autobiographical study of mental disorder and religious experience by one of the pioneers of chaplaincy, Dr. Anton T. Boysen. This is episode number 74. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your goodness towards us. And we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we individually and collectively, hopefully, for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, help all of the people under the sound of my voice who are in the helps ministry, in chaplaincy, in counseling, in pastoring, in doing anything along the lines of trying to help people get through this thing called life. Crucify our flesh and the old man within us. And Lord, help us to make sure that we are doing what we do with the right motives, the right attitude, the right mentality, and in the power of your Holy Spirit. So fill us all with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit, because we will not be of any help to anybody in a hospital, in the military, in a business chaplaincy program, or any other entity if we are not truly born again and saved and filled with your Holy Spirit and filled with your Holy Word and filled with the gospel, ready to share the gospel with those who are lost. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, tonight, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage, and the satanic demonic spirit of Sanballat, the spirit of betrayal and the spirit of hindrance out of the lives of people all around us. Open up great doors for us that no man can shut. And Lord, we pray that you'll take us by our feeble and weak hands, truly lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path and in the way that you want us to go. And Lord, we pray that you'll give us deep understanding and wisdom and knowledge and insight and discernment in dealing with people about their problems. Lord, help us to be a ready scribe. Lord, help us to be the kind of people that when people present their problems, and even when they don't, we can discern what the problem is and help the people to the best of our ability with your Holy Word and with prayer. And Lord God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Deliver each and every one of us and all of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Now, Lord, grant me your grace and strength, anointing, unction, and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to do this podcast for your glory, praise, and honor, for the glory, praise, and honor of Jesus Christ, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved. And, Lord, deliver each and every one of us from all of our spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, material, housing, problems, troubles, and difficulties that so many people are facing today in this day of the plague pandemic. and deliver us all from our tribulations and troubles and tensions and tribulation and temptations and trials. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our afflictions and distresses. And Holy Father God, we pray for the healing of those who are sick spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally during this time, particularly during this time of the plague pandemic. We pray, Holy Father God, that you will comfort those who are grieving. Lord, draw them to yourself for salvation and for comfort. Draw them to your Holy Scriptures for salvation and for comfort. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from the people and from the families and from the situation, for the devil will make a bad situation worse. And Holy Father God, we pray that you bless and protect all of our families spiritually, protect all of our families mentally, emotionally. Protect us, Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Lord, evil people everywhere, and devils and demons everywhere, place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, and a wall of your holy fire. And cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Place upon us the whole armor of God and surround us with the band of your holy angels. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Help us to be the servants, the counselors, the coaches, the pastors, and the chaplains you want us to be, not what the world wants us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our scripture passage for today is Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, which reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Ladies and gentlemen, our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from Dr. John Green. He said, "There is hope, even when your brain tells you there isn't." Beloved, in this podcast, we will continue discussing the intriguing work and book titled Out of the Depths by Anton T. Boysen. This is the graduate school level book that you will get after your master's if you are pursuing a career in chaplaincy and you are now going for your certification and so forth. This is the first book they will give you to read. So this is a beyond graduate school level book, and it is one of the most unusual books that you will ever read in your life, and it takes you a while to get your head around it. So be shocked if you're still mystified by some of the things going on in this book. Just stay with it until the end, and you will understand why Dr. Anton T. Boysen is considered the father of chaplaincy. And so we continue today with Chapter 4, A Little Known Country, Part 23. ladies and gentlemen, the following letter of February the 14th, 1921, to my old comrade in arms, Norman Nash, then teaching at the Episcopal School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, offers additional evidence of the growing interest in the mental hospital as my future field of work. It reveals also an excessively critical attitude. Dear Norman, your inquiry as to my present whereabouts is not easy to answer. You will readily understand this when I tell you that I am at present an inmate of a hospital for the insane, where I was committed last October. As measured by the ability to work, to think straight, and to maintain a fair degree of cheerfulness and confidence, I am now, so far as I can judge, as well as I ever was. But here I am, and no relief is in sight. The cause of it all was an abnormal condition similar to others I have had on four previous occasions. Each one of these has marked a turning point in my life, and along with abnormal and pathological elements, which I have always recognized, it has brought me what I have regarded as most sacred and most authoritative. This time I became bewildered and terrified until my sister in turn became frightened and I found myself committed. For 3 weeks I was in a violent delirium which nearly proved fatal. Then on October the 29th I seemed to wake up, and in 2 more weeks I was as well as ever. But I am now in the hands of doctors who do not understand and with whose viewpoint I am quite at variance. This catastrophe has, of course, destroyed my hopes and plans. I came back last July with the intention of taking a pastorate. From that I am now turned aside. My present purpose is to take as my problem the one with which I am here confronted. I believe that many forms of insanity are religious rather than medical problems, and that they cannot be successfully treated until they are so recognized as such. The problem seems to me one of great importance, not only because of the large number of sufferers involved, but also because of the religious and psychological and philosophical implications which inhere in it. I am sure that if I can make to it any contribution whatsoever, it will be worth the cost. The hardest thing is to realize that those of us who are here are practically counted as among the dead. We have no standing in the eyes of the law. We have no rights. Our word counts for nothing, and our wishes, our feelings, our judgments are only so many reasons for doing otherwise. If I had to describe this place, I would say it is a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the light is gone and the loved ones cut away, while those in control are industriously engaged in suppressing the symptoms which might lead to recovery. All too often, through the agency of devils, with the pitchforks of authority in their hands, over the door I would write, "Lasciate agni speranza, voi sha entrate. All hope abandon, ye who enter here." Perhaps this is a bit strong, and yet I feel that it is not far from the truth. This is indeed a place of lost souls, and the methods of treatment are nil. It is just a great prison which they call a hospital. I am not complaining of my present treatment. I am living very comfortably, too comfortably. I am accomplishing nothing. I am rusting, and sometimes I get very impatient. Ladies and gentlemen, in our next episode, we will continue with part 24 of chapter 4, A Little Known Country. And I believe that you can see from this podcast that we're turning the corner. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for our time together, Lord, in this podcast on this journey. And I pray that while we read this intriguing work, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight, and help us to realize what we have known for a long time, that much of what we call mental health issues are spiritual issues, and there are people who are possessed by demons, and the world does not want to hear it, and the church does not want to believe it, but it is true. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and foolishness, where people betray themselves because they're so demon-possessed. Lord, cast the demons of hell out of people, in families, in churches, in communities, and in the nation and around the world. And Lord, help them to believe in Jesus Christ and to read your holy word and obey it. For as this gentleman, Dr. Boysen, has pointed out, many of the problems we have in our lives, mentally and spiritually, is because we're trying to do something contrary to you, contrary to your will, contrary to your holy word, and we are opposing ourselves and doing damage to ourselves because of our wicked, sinful nature. Help us to understand this and help us to apply your word to life and to help people get through this thing called life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.